time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Business verbs. You're fired!
No. Why?
To fire, to sue.
We'll see. They are part of business.
They are part of
business. So, yes, verbos relacionados con el mundo de los negocios. Let's take a look. This is a very important one. Organizar.
To arrange. Now, organize is poner algo en un orden.
Exactly.
And to arrange is como convocar una cita.
Preparar, organizar.
Programar una reunión. To arrange a meeting for next week.
Exactly. Now, this is a false friend, Colby. If you ask a regular student to translate asistir,
they would probably say assist.
And we would say, eh.
It's attend.
Exactly.
How many meetings do you attend per week?
A couple, Colby. I attend a couple of meetings.
We had a meeting yesterday.
Oh, it's true. I forgot we did. We did have a meeting yesterday.
We don't do many meetings, though.
No. All right.
Okay. Whenever you're ready here.
Llamar.
To call.
Uh-huh.
To phone. To ring. To call up. To phone up. To ring up.
Perfect. So you have six options there. Ponerse en contacto con.
Get in touch with my lawyers.
Ajá. Uh-huh. So yes, to get in touch with somebody es eso. Ponerse en contacto con alguien. Now, posponer.
To postpone.
Mm-hmm. So we have a T in there in English.
Aha, uh-huh, so it's not postpone. It's but it almost sounds like.
It does.
A lot of times, I think as teachers, we have a defect, and that is we overpronounce our T's.
Yeah.
So you don't want to say postpone.
That's right. We have to postpone the meeting.
Postpone, uh-huh.
Enterarse.
To find out.
Yes. Enterarse. So
not to bury yourself.
No, not enterarse. Enterarse.
With one R. Uh-huh. To find out.
Exactly.
How did you find out about Jose Tomas's transfer?
Colby, you know what? I found out through you.
Okay. I heard it through the grapevine. What's the translation of to hear something through the grapevine? Isn't it Radio Macuto or something like that?
I don't
enterarse
know.
Por Radio Macuto,
you,
I think it
you
is.
You know more expressions than I do in Spanish.
Well,
Colby.
I think it's that.
It's como por el boca a boca or something like that. Tratar con.
To deal with. Do you deal with a lot of salespeople?
Yes, I do deal with a lot of salespeople, Colby, at the Pueblo Inglés offices.
Okay.
When the salespeople have a potential.
You mean our salespeople?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about external salespeople.
I deal with some salespeople.
Okay.
So, Colby, we wouldn't say to treat with.
No.
That's another false
friend. You could
friend.
Treat your wood with a sealant.
Eso es tratar de hacer un procedimiento para proteger algo, por ejemplo.
Okay.
But no, in this case, tratar con alguien is to deal with somebody or con algo, deal with something. Decidir.
To decide.
Mm-hmm. Estimar.
To estimate.
Okay, so estimar, calcular.
They estimate that they will be finished with the repairs by next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Subrayar.
To highlight.
All right.
Now, you remember that bright yellow pen that you use to mark important parts of your...
A highlighter?
A highlighter, uh-huh. Now, it can also be, I'd like to highlight Sylvia's performance last month.
Resaltar, llamar la atención sobre un tema. Tener como meta.
To aim. Mm-hmm. So we aim to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We aim to please. What, that was somebody's slogan, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't
we
know
why. We aim to please. Was it an airline?
Maybe. Maybe. To aim is, pues eso, apuntar hacia algo. Tener algo como meta. Ganar, de ganar dinero.
To earn.
Okay. Because ganar, de ganar un partido de fútbol is a different verb.
You can win money too, but what does that mean?
That you play the lottery.
Yeah.
Or you gamble. Mm-hmm. All right. Crecer.
To grow.
Yes.
It's grow, grew.
Grown, the past participle. Cortar.
To cut. A lot of companies right now cutting costs.
Yes.
Unfortunately for us as English teachers, Sandra, often companies cut costs by eliminating their training department or the training budget.
That's usually the first thing to go. Cut in English is a great verb because the present, the past, and the past participle, well, the infinitive, are cut, cut, cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
Okay. Aumentar o incrementar.
To raise.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, but maybe not give me the name of the company, but maybe the industry, el sector, where they have raised prices in an almost criminal way.
I would say the hospitality industry, like
I would
bars
say the
and restaurants, for example.
Oil companies.
Also.
I can't understand now how suddenly petrol, gas, mm-hmm. diesel will never be under a euro again. Mark my words, a liter of gas will never be less than 1 euro.
Yeah, you're probably right. I was thinking of the peseta euro days when bars and restaurants simply move the... You know, added a zero and moved the decimal point.
All right.
All right. So notice the difference. That's aumentar o incrementar. And how do we say subir?
To rise.
Okay. So prices rose by
3,000. So you raise something, but something rises.
Exactly. Okay. And we have another way to say aumentar o incrementar.
To increase.
Mm-hmm. Liderar.
To lead.
Uh-huh.
So to lead could be dirigir.
Yes. It could also be ir por delante.
Okay.
All right. Gestionar.
I was going to say that you could also be ser líder.
Ser líder,
they
exactly.
lead the oil industry or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was the last one?
The last one was gestionar.
To manage.
Mm-hmm. So gestión de empresas is business management. All right. Fusionar o consolidar.
To merge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you could say that airlines are merging right now. A lot of airlines are becoming partners with other airlines or forming groups. But to merge means that two brands become one.
Exactly. All right. Abastecer o suministrar.
To supply.
Mm-hmm.
So suppliers, not suppliers. How many times have you heard a student say suppliers?
I've heard that a million times, and I've also heard them try to say providers, but it's suppliers in this case. Facturar.
To bill, to invoice.
Mm-hmm. Presupuestar.
To budget.
Uh-huh.
We didn't budget for that.
Oops. Y demandar.
To sue.
My contract says, I'm going to sue you.
All right. So S-U-E to sue.
Yes.
All right. There you go.